Friends, check out this new live sports app called FireFan. It's free, it's fun, and it's family-friendly. Go to HaleyIsADog.com to get your first game for free, all while supporting your favorite GTH Go to Hell podcast.
If you're a sports fan, you've got to check out this game. FireFan lets you play along live with your favorite teams on game day. Go to HaleyIsADog.com.
If you want to play us in the game, go to download FireFan and use the code HALEY to get your first game free and to support Go to Hell podcast. Do you want me to bring in the show?
All right, so the next thing is you can...
No, we're going. There's no next thing.
All right.
We're going. You want me to do it?
Yeah, bring in the song, baby. Let's do it.
Hello, this is... GTH, Go to Hell Podcast, Episode 4, Deepu Edition 2, right? Yes. Theme song by Freddie Unreal by the Turnbucklers.
Okay, so that's been put in, right? All right, cool.
Yeah, you're on the air. I don't know what you're what you're up to here.
You can cut right up to when I start the next sentence. Welcome to GTA's
Go to
Hell Podcast.
I'm not doing shit.
You're doing other stuff. We have all these
plans. You're not gonna make me do things. Is the show going? Start the fucking show.
Welcome to GTH Go to Hell Podcast, where two hosts take turns making fun of each other's Facebook behavior. Hello, Mike.
All right, Captain Kirk, do that again and do it with where there's not dramatic pauses between stuff. Also, what just happened to your mic? Are you talking crazy loud?
I could turn myself down, but I was
No, you're
projecting.
Good, but what were you doing?
Yeah. I was projecting.
You're doing something weird. Do it again.
I'll back off the mic.
Yeah, do it again and say it, say it without all those pauses, Captain Kirk. You know what the sentence is. Let's go into it. Tell them what the show's about.
Welcome to
Worse
GTH Go to Hell Podcast, where two hosts take turns making fun of each other's Facebook behavior. I'm going to go make out with a green alien now. I'll see you guys later.
You know, he doesn't do that in the original, so it doesn't matter.
I never
hey,
saw
how's it
I,
going,
I
Deepu?
I'm doing well, yeah, okay. Sir. I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you so much for spending another hour with me. On a Wednesday,
I'm forced to. I'm your producer. I have to do it.
Well, you may be forced to, but I still enjoy your company, and I think you enjoy mine.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, when I bring the heat, which I plan to today. So let's get into it.
Give me some heat.
You did enforce a new rule last week, where we can only talk about content or things the other person has said within the last 2 weeks.
So for those that didn't listen last week, I made a new rule, which is you can talk about it after 2 weeks. But if I make a point on my episode, or if Mike on his episode makes a point and challenges Deepu has 2 weeks to retort. Otherwise, Mike is right. This is what we call Facebook logic, where if someone doesn't say something to you, you are correct.
It really does work that way. If you don't get a retort and like a comeback, you won. So it's over. It's over. You guys that's it. That's a victory. All right. So before the window closes on this this retarded thing you fucking did. You say
I'm making
did.
A list. Hold on, just for because Mike wanted me to do this. You were also challenged to say all the slurs you want to say at one point. So, retarded is on your list.
Yep, that's there. That's
Go
easy.
Ahead.
That's
easy.
That's
the list.
That's easy pickings. Did it? Was that a church bell?
That was a church bell. Very unprofessional of me. My phone was back on. Okay, retarded's on the list. What does Mike do that's retarded?
Okay, what Mike does. Is he uses salsa jars as cups.
What's... go on.
Oh, I'm going to get into this. I was just taking a sip of water to just kind of prepare myself.
Out of what? What fucking fancy chinery
fucking
do you...
How furious I am at you. Okay, first of all, here are my problems with salsa water. First of all, we have the obvious. No matter how much you clean the salsa jar, you will definitely still taste... salsa in the water. Now, According to a Wikipedia article that I actually wrote this morning, the glass can be infused. It can be infused with flavor.
Oh, that's a real source. Yeah.
Yeah. So producer, you did write it. You are my producer. So producer,
yeah, sure. I am your producer.
Producer, so please go to your window and lick the glass, please.
Go to my window?
Yes, lick your window. I need you. I want you.
Let me take my headphones off.
Yeah, yeah. Please do that. You know, we are establishing that. This is me proving that. That licking glass,
okay, I've done
glass
it.
is always infused with flavor. Whatever the surrounding, whatever particles are out there, it goes into the glass and it actually affects the taste. Mike,
famous porous material glass.
Okay, so when you licked that window, it tasted like outside, did it not?
No, because I'm inside.
No, you're just trying to. Actually, that was a hypothetical question. You weren't supposed to answer that. It tastes like outside.
Oh, okay.
End of discussion.
It's a hypothetical statement. It's just a lie.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, my second point about salsa jars as water is it's very aesthetically not pleasing. I think
again,
it's,
what cup should I use if I for his show? What do you recommend? What are you drinking?
Limited
out of
edition
fancy
Mets memorabilia cups. That is the only way to go. 2011 to 2012. That's the only cups worth drinking from. You need
those have BPH in them.
BPH better Paul America.
Mm-hmm. America.
America. Oh, right. Okay, so you know what? Aesthetic choices are different. You could easily have a different taste than me. And what?
Tell
kind of
me then.
Okay, but no. So my main point about reusing glass jars. Do you use like jelly jars also?
So for those that don't know, I said in episode one that I will clean out salsa jars and other jars to use as drinking vessels.
So this includes jelly jars?
Includes any glassware that I don't have to lug out of my house.
Dude, like you have all these ununiformed just jars in your fucking cabinet. Like, you want a tiny sip of water. Oh, I guess I'll go with the soy sauce jar that I had with fucking 3 years ago. Oh, I want a big glass of water. Oh, I guess I'll go with that Super Bowl salsa jar I got. It's weird, man. You should have 8 cups in your house. You only need 4 cups. You only need 2 cups.
Hold on. We've got a completely different direction here. I was certain your direction would be, oh, well, Michael, go out and be a part of society and go and get cups. Are you saying that I am allowed to be some sort of minimalistic weirdo, but I can't do it in my own way? Like, I have to go and get just 4 cups?
Yeah, I think you only, I think you only need 4 cups. That's just like a separate fact, but I think they should also be of a similar size. So I don't know what kind of like Kikkoman low sodium soy sauce cup you've been drinking out lately, but I think it's a bad look and it's a bad fit. All right. Now let me get to my last point. I think this is my most important point. So when you reuse a salsa jar as a cup, you know, let's say like everyone starts doing that. Let's say, and it feels like a common sense move. It feels like it's something everything should be doing. You know, my immigrant parents would easily do something like that, but then I would call them dirty immigrants, and then they don't do it. But let's say everyone does this. Everyone uses salsa jars as cups. Do you understand how many jobs you would be costing America, Mike?
Seemingly, I would be saving those jobs by needing these salsa factories to hire more people to make more salsa.
Fuck. No. Glass industry. I actually have the numbers on my Wikipedia page, my personal Wikipedia page.
It's the same industry, asshole.
No. Glass industry way bigger than salsa industry.
No, the cups are the jars are glass. It's the same industry. I know I'm not supposed to inject opinions, but same industry.
No, you hold on. But you're just definitely wrong. The glass, we're talking about glass here. Glass is everywhere. Salsa, not everywhere. It's places, but it's not everywhere. All right. So anyway, you know, that being said, jobs being robbed, you're costing America. You know, are you one of these Trump supporters? Like, is that where you're getting at with this?
Do I watch NBC? Is that the question? I don't talk about politics.
That was your question. A quick aside. I don't actually mean to get into that. But
So if your question is, do I watch? I watch Shark Tank. I'm a Shark Tank supporter.
That's cool.
Is that
okay.
the question?
That wouldn't surprise me. So anyway, so I hope you understand that you are, if by doing this, you are supporting a behavior that would rob hardworking people of their livelihood. And I just want I want you to just close your eyes and think of a starving family for 3 seconds. Starving family. A moldy loaf of bread on the table. All right, done. Great. All right, so now
That was all the time I got to imagine them. That's very even for imagination. That's very unsympathetic.
Well, we got to keep it moving. Everyone got it.
Okay.
So, I actually have someone here, Consuela. Hey, can you come here, please?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, I wanted her to just kind of talk to you about how are you ruining her life?
Okay, I'm so excited for that. What, Consuelo, what do you do?
Necesitan trabajan glass factory.
Go to, factory. The same glass factory that makes the glass for the salsa company?
Si.
Oh, you're good. You're fine. Your job's fine.
Hola, Miguel.
Thank you, Consuelo. You can go.
No, my man.
No, you can go. It's the
necesitan
same. It's the same.
Un statemento?
Yeah, let her talk. You got to let her talk. She needs a sentiment.
My sentiment is, Consuela, it's the same glass at both factories. You're fine. Your job's fine. Go back. Why are you here? It's Wednesday.
Un glass industry muy
muy what?
Muy gigante.
Gotta say, Consuela, you struggle a lot with Spanish despite having a thick Spanish accent.
Salsa industry muy picante.
Okay, it's Consuela, I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but you seem like an intelligent lady.
Minuto.
I would tell you to look up the difference between horizontal and vertical integration, and that a salsa company using glass means that your job is fine. If you work in a glass factory, you will not, as long as people are buying
glass.
Listen,
Mike, my testimony, my client here. What's the term? My witness here. Does not like you berating her. She doesn't respect that, you know, you're taking advantage of her lack of a grasp of English. So
I'd be excited to see how Consuela understands my much better Spanish. I'd be very excited, Deepu, to see how Consuela does if I talk to her only in Spanish. Do you really want me to do that?
Well, I think she has a statement prepared. So if you just let her fucking say it,
okay.
I think we can go from there. Okay?
All right.
All right. Let me just – so I'm going to pose the question, you know, how do you feel about the reliability of your job? So I'm going to just ask her that. Consuela, ¿tienes miedo de perder tu trabajo?
No, you asked her if she's afraid of losing her job.
You actually know Spanish?
I was – if you're going to fucking break this bit, if you want me to speak Spanish to you, you're not going to be able to understand any more of the conversation.
Producer, producer.
Much better than
producer.
You. I'm sorry. I'm out of line. You're
producer,
right.
Forget Spanish. All right, so.
Okay.
all right, so Consuela, tienes miedo de, and you were right, Mike, by the way. So, tienes miedo de perder tu trabajo? Okay.
Miedo.
Miedo. Okay, excuse me.
There's no R.
Solo tú das brillo y amor a mi corazón. Solo tú me miras con tanta fuerza y belleza interior. Solo tú llenas de alegría a mi alma. Solo tú conoces mis secretos, deseos y anhelos. Solo tú me transmites calor con tus manos. Solo tú me das fuerzas para seguir viviendo. Solo tú me hablas. Solo tú me hablas con tanta dulzura. Solo tú me escuchas con tanta panacea. Solo tú me acarias con tanta delicadeza. Solo tú me besas con tanta ternura. Solo tú me comprendes con tanta. So
what
solo
is this? What am I
haces?
Going through?
Haces.
What am I hearing?
Solo tú me das.
At least tell me you texted Oscar to translate something. Is this Google Translate?
Solo tú.
It is Google Translate. God, this is awful.
I can't finish it. I can't finish reading.
I'm understanding some of it. I mean, some of it is gobbledygook because you use Google Translate. I mean, is it a direct translation from something else that I'm not catching?
It was a poem about the unfairness of the job market for Mexicans.
Only I can see the wishes of her heart. Only I can. What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Dude, it's a fucking...
Is it a real poem?
Yeah, it's a poem.
Did you write it, or is it by a Spanish
author? Do you think I fucking wrote this?
I don't.
Is there any way in hell?
I don't know what it is. I mean, I laughed when you said swag weird because I don't know what that word is. But I'm missing a lot of it.
Well, listen. The point is, she's very upset, and you know. Please.
This bit is so beyond me. This is the weird. We started this out. For people that don't know, before, as a producer, I said, we need to make clear what the concept of the show is, that every week we take turns making fun of how the other person uses Facebook. And then this happens. Deepu, well, what was that? What is your point that I'm going to take? Do you actually think I'm going to take away jobs?
Yeah. And that'll be an issue that's discussed on Facebook if it gets big enough.
You know Tostitos is like an American company, right?
Yeah, but they're based out of Canada. So
okay, I guarantee you buy I guarantee you buy actual glass, like glassware from China.
Listen,
we're moving on. Based in Sweden. I don't know what you're talking about.
My witness and I have made our points and we're done. So we're moving on. I'm very sorry, Mike, if you feel cut off, but
I am far from feeling cut off. I feel as though that segment should have been cut off long before. Talk about Facebook. I'm done with this. I'll retort on my episode.
Well, I mean, this may not have to do with Facebook directly, but, you talked about last week how there are no female dominated structures. We were talking about how society is filled with male dominated structures, and I'm sure those exist.
Did I say no female-dominated structures?
I believe.
Or did I say rarer?
Rare. I guess I don't remember exactly. Maybe you said rarer. What do you think you said?
I don't believe I would ever say that no women are in charge nowhere in the world.
No, I'm not saying women aren't in charge. I'm saying just structures, as in like obelisks and giant towers are very phallic. I think you were talking about that kind of thing.
Oh, I wasn't saying that there are none. I'm saying that built into the architecture of the world is the symbol of the male penis. That the symbol of the male penis has been, the Romans would famously capture obelisks and things like that and putting up totem poles. And
Okay. So I got you. So I just wanted to point out, like in a Facebook argument, that there are female structures, okay? And I just want to list them off, okay?
Okay.
Okay? We have the Grand...
Don't say Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Swish!
Okay, I got some others, though, that I haven't said before on the show.
Who built... No, I got to clarify some stuff as a producer. Who built the Grand Canyon?
Mother Earth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I would say Mother Earth also built all females. When she also built all males, she also built mountains. Your point is negated.
I got some other structures that Mother Earth may have also built.
Let's not hear the Mother Earth ones.
All right. Well, I just want to list off two more female structures that I see. Okay. So the first one is those giant athletic facilities that are encased in a bubble. You know, the big white bubble things?
No, I will accept stadium, though.
No, it's not a stadium. It's like a training facility. All right, and it's like a year-round thing where they have a bubble. And it kind of looks like a tit. So that's like my first one. And then
you could have gone with the fact that homes and stadiums are giant sort of flower-esque objects that allow things to enter them. But instead you went with booby-shaped structures?
Booby-shaped bubble house.
Certainly I have breasts as well. I have pectoral muscles.
Yeah, I do, and those are kind of like a female structure. But one more thing, I just want to say that another female structure that I see, and made me think you're a dick, is any automobile made by Kia. So let's move on to the next topic. So I was on Facebook.
So female structures. Hold on. So sort of those salt. I'll give you even those salt things they have. That carry salt for the year. Those look like boobs.
Yes.
Athletic facilities, not Not ones that may look slightly vaginal and sort of these open space stadiums, but
right.
Specifically athletic facilities that are like have those air pressure bubbles over them.
Yes, the dual layer, especially the dual layer. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I'm fairly certain you've never seen a vagina. and then the third thing is Kias. Got it.
Yeah, okay. Kias.
Go on.
The Sorento, the other ones.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so our next topic is how... So I saw a video on Facebook, you know, and tell me if you experienced this. You know, you're scrolling through Facebook, and then you'll be shown a video, you'll be suggested a video that is meant to... Like, you have no, there's no direct connection. There's no friend of yours that shared it. It just is shown to you. And it was
sponsored?
Might be sponsored. But it's meant to, like, elicit a very extreme response. And it's not like your typical, like, hey, buy Tide detergent. It's more like, it's more of like an advocacy sort of thing. So I saw this video where a cow, a female cow, what's the term for a female cow? Is that a cow?
Cow. Cow. Okay. Steer or bull describes a male cow.
Okay, so I saw a really fucked up video where there was a cow in a field, and it was being hoisted up from its waist with a pulley attached to a tractor. And it was lifted off of its hind legs, and it was like semi-suspended.
This is a pretty famous video.
So you have seen this?
I haven't seen it on Facebook. That video you're talking about is a famous video of inside footage of a slaughterhouse. Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, and with so you know the and like the cow's legs give out, the front legs give out at one point, and like the baby, its baby is like right in front of it. Same video.
Yeah. This was a very famous. The cow is sort of an off-white. It's a famous investigation.
Yeah, and it just it really bummed me out, and I felt something, and I really felt like, you know, Facebook wanted me to feel something, but then I said no. I had to make a decision because, you know, do I want to have a burger again? Yes. So you know what I did?
But wait, was that? What? Hold on.
What?
Did it just show you the video? Was there like a tag for an animal advocacy group after it, or was it just
there's a solid chance? I mean, dude, when I see that kind of footage,
What do you mean you didn't write anything down? It could have been like the hardworking slaughtermen of America. Look at how shitty this work is,
Mike. When people see these videos on Facebook, Mike, when people see these videos on Facebook, they don't care about the shit.
Don't say they. You didn't care.
Yeah,
you didn't bother to do it.
My finger's on the pulse of America.
Okay.
All right. So, and I'm the producer. Or no, you're the producer.
I'm the producer. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about.
No, I think.
So you saw a video. You didn't want to eat a cow.
I think. Okay. So, you know, do I want to have a burger again? Yes. So I got to be okay with this video. So you know what I did? I started watching the whole thing again and again and again. And I said to myself, this is okay. This is how the world works. I watched the whole thing. I made it my ringtone. I made it my homepage in my browser. And that's what I did with that
video. Oh, Deepu, I'm so sorry. I just sent you... Oh. My phone, like, fell again because it went off in the beginning of the show. I think I just sent you, like, a whole email. I hope your phone doesn't go... Oh, is that your ringtone, Deepu? Come it up, Johnny! It's not... Deepu, pick it up. Turn it on silent.
Yeah, hey.
Somebody shoot it in the head. Deepu,
Mike, I'm getting a phone call. Deepu Industries.
No, it's me. Deepu. I'm saying.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Okay,
yeah, so just hang up. Sorry, that's your ringtone. Could you turn your phone on silent, please?
Sorry.
Please. Because I don't want... Just do it. No, I know you're saying sorry, but do it now before someone else calls again. Are you getting it?
Yeah, all right. I definitely did it. So I put my phone down.
I don't believe you.
Okay, you know what? We'll see what happens. So... Oh, God damn it. I definitely didn't...
Ow, my cow legs! Moo! 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 Don't look, son. I'm dying.
Hello?
Oh, no, it's me. It's someone else. I didn't do it that time. I turned my phone off.
All right, let me just ask Siri to turn that off. Hey Siri, turn my tragic ringtone off, please.
Play tragic ringtone. Someone hit it with a bat.
All right, so let's move on.
let's move on. So, you know, I kind of thought that
shrouded in mystery. I have no idea what the bit is.
The bit is, I mean, we're talking about like what people experience when the, or what I experience when we see tragic content force fed into us on Facebook.
Okay.
It's a very visceral reaction. They're trying to fucking, it's Facebook fucking pulling the strings too, a little bit at least. So,
dig into that. So you believe that they're putting these videos up for you, that this is planned.
I want to say it's a known fact that Facebook curates a lot of these experiences that people see. But I don't have sources. I don't really care what you think, if I'm wrong.
Oh, why use sources?
Yeah. Okay, so I want to get, so should we do it? Let's do an ad real quick. Let's
go right now. This is Mike and Deepu. Shout your shit.
Mike and Deepu, shout your shit.
There's already a theme song. This week's sponsor is FireFan.
Oh, are we doing the, yeah, okay.
God damn it.
What kind of fan are you? Do you warn the running back when he's about to fumble?
Hold it, no, stop it, do it!
Do you predict the plays?
He's gonna pass it. Oh shit, look at the noodles.
Call the penalties before the ref.
That's off. That's an off-siding. That's take that siding off of there. It's gross. There's nice natural brick underneath.
If your passion is on fire, your new sports game app is FireFan. It's way more than an app. It's real-time play that puts your head in the game, literally.
You predict the scores.
You call the plays.
You forecast the action.
All in real time.
All while competing against your favorite sports heroes, celebs, or just diehard fans like you. Go to HaleyIsADog.com or FireFan.com and enter the code HALEY to support Go to Hell Podcast and to get your first game free. That's FireFan.com or HaleyIsADog.com. Let's go back to the show.
I want to get to our main segment today. It's about a new behavior, or at least this behavior has only been they only came up with a term with it or for it very recently, and it's called subtweeting. So I'm going to tell you guys a story. Now there's a man by the name of Vinny Brand. Okay, he's a comedian.
This is getting into your Facebook experience.
Yeah, this goes into, you know, we're going into what happened this weekend. It was a pretty traumatizing experience. I almost lost everything. I could have been running.
Don't say that.
I could have lost everything. It was dangerous. I was kind of teetering on some very murky waters. Okay, so there's a man. He goes by the name Vinny Brand. He's a comedian.
Vinny Brand.
Okay,
I'm gonna do that every time.
Okay, so he's a comedian. He owns his own comedy club in New Jersey, and he is known to perform there a lot. Now, I think that's a huge conflict of interest. It would be fine if he was hysterical, but by all accounts, he is not. So he runs this club. And
who is that?
Vinny Brand. So, you know, I've always thought to myself, like, this guy is creating his own nepotism, right? He's just, you know, he's creating opportunities for himself, and sure, that's, some people find that to be fine, but I think it is not good.
His own nepotism is, okay, sorry.
Hold on, can you define nepotism for me, please? I want you to
hiring your family.
Is it just family or family or friends?
I believe it's called graft. When you hire people, or no, I think that has to be politics for it to be graft. It's. I mean, yeah, you could use nepotism. Nepotism's fine.
There you go. So this guy.
But I thought you meant that in hiring himself, no. He was creating nepotism.
No, I can see where people are very confused by the fucking word use. Like, I get that. I actually should have expected this more. But yes, because I really just come up with my own expressions like all the fucking time. I literally have writings, like, you know how people have like those, they buy those things at Kmart that have like a little saying on a little frame and you can hang it up, like, every day is a blessing, you know, like that kind of shit. I actually have stuff on my wall that I wrote. Like, I write my own thing.
Sick. I love that. You might have to post pictures of all of them.
I'm trying to think of one of my things where I can't see them. They're around in the corner, but that'll be a new segment. Deepu's sayings. Okay? So anyway, so so this guy, Vinny Brand.
Vinny Brand!
So, you know, he's a comedian, allegedly, and he performs at his own club a lot. Okay, so
foul play. I have to object at some point to you keep slamming on him. He's funny.
No, he's not. Okay,
he's
so
he's funny.
Funny's relative. So I know this guy's story, and I thought to myself, how much of a loser is this guy? For after trying to be a comic on his own, starting a venue named after himself. So, you know, I was sitting on this. It's always bothered me. I've known this for a while. He's been doing this for a while. He has a daughter that's a heroin addict.
Come on. Why are you doing this?
Because I don't respect
but what's
the guy.
Why? Okay, but what did his daughter do?
We'll get to that later. So I...
She's taking away jobs from American makers.
So I write this post on Facebook vaguely describing the situation and posing.
I hope nobody posted a video, you know, really coming back at you.
I hope not. So I posed the question.
I did,
you know,
I did that.
I'd love to play that clip too. We're going to do that. We're going to play all
those
clips.
Want to play both back to back? So read your tweet.
If we're okay with yours, because yours has some music under it. So I don't know.
We're not okay with mine, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so mine's clean, maybe not yours. So I write this post on Facebook, so, you know.
You want me to bring it in now?
No. I'll give you a time. I'll give you a stamp.
Okay.
We could do like a clap or something like that.
No, don't do a clap. Just tell me when you want the clip.
Okay.
Just making you're making up words. You're making up like functions. It's not the producer. I'm not the producer of the clapper. When do you want to bet? Bet on. Bet on. Like, you can't just decide that's what this fucking. Why would I need a clap? That doesn't even make any sense. Just
all right,
tell me when
Mike,
you want
Jesus
it.
Christ.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're doing over here.
I make one little thing. I'm like, I just say one thing like, hey, I'm going to clap here. You fucking snap at me. I feel like I'm doing a fine job otherwise.
It was so stupid. Okay, keep going. It's remarkably dumb. What would that do for me? What would that do for me? It's like, play the bit here and then you clap? Okay. And so what? I hear the, like, I know, like, I'm a dog. Like, I don't.
Have you ever heard of audio timestamp drift?
I have heard of audio timestamp drift. Yeah. I have not heard of search for clap in audio file. I'm going to have to
give
listen
that.
Back.
I'll give you
just
that.
Just say what you're going to do.
I give you that. All right. So I posed the question on Facebook asking, how lame is it for someone to be doing this? You know, being a shitty comic and then starting a club named after yourself. And, you know, I left it up there for a couple days. And then a couple days later, some people saw it and started thinking I was talking about someone else. Someone.
But you didn't say. Who was the guy you didn't say?
I didn't. In the original post, I did not say Vinny Brand.
Vinny Brand.
So, you know, I left it vague, right? And so then people kind of started jumping in. Like, they thought I was talking about someone else. Someone in the local scene, you know, someone that people I know really know because she's around a lot.
As opposed to Vinny Brand, who you met like 2 weeks ago, didn't you?
I've known Vinny for a while. So anyway, so there is a comic in the local scene who also started a venue recently named after herself, and everyone thought I was talking about her. So this mob started forming, and I would call, and they champion a cause. Their cause is called subtweeting. They are not a fan of something called subtweeting. Whenever they see a joke allegedly about a particular person and that person is not named, they will jump in there and they will say, name names. You have to name a name. You are a coward if you don't name names, which I think is bullshit, and we're going to get to that too. So, you know, they have decided so that when you talk shit about someone anonymously, you have to name them. Otherwise, you're bad. But, you know, what about every person? What about every personal conversation about an anonymous third party that isn't clarified? Is that equally bad? I don't really think it is. So, I mean, if
example.
That's a lot. Example? Okay, so let's say you and I are hanging out somewhere and we're just, we're shitting on, I'm just like, oh, man, there's this bimbo down the street. She's a real hoo-ha.
Bimbo. Bimbo makes the list.
Okay, yeah. Bimbo.
Bimbo and retarded. If you don't say all of them in this episode, you cannot say them.
Okay, well, we're gonna squeeze about 9 of them in right before the end.
Yeah, you got to do your version of the 7 words.
Okay, yeah. So I'll get to that. So, so when we talk in person, you know, let's say, you know, you and I are talking about someone. I'm like, hey, there's bimbo down the street.
Don't say bimbo. Are we doing a conversation? We're doing like real life conversation?
Yeah.
So do that again.
There's this person down
go,
the street.
Go ahead. No. Say what you were gonna say, and I'll react. Well, I'm just saying, if you're asking me to be myself
want you to
in this
go
bit,
off on this whole thing about the word.
I'm not going off on a thing. I'll tell you how I react. Go
okay,
ahead.
Fine,
just
fine,
say.
Fine. There's this bimbo down
don't,
the street.
That makes me uncomfortable.
All right. There's this person down the street that is a real hoo ha. Is that a problem, Mike?
No, are they being a hoo-ha? What are they doing? How are they being a hoo-ha? Tell me about the hoo-ha-ness.
Okay, well, you know, she filed her taxes super late. And,
okay.
Fucked my best friend's dad's uncle in front of her sister-in-law's brother.
Was she into it? Was he into it?
Everyone's into it. There's no rape involved.
Oh, yes, great. Sounds great. Sounds hot.
No, she...
Is she single now?
She banged her dad's...
She's down the street, you said.
She's down the street.
Well, if you're not into her, I think I'm going to get her number.
All right, so the subtweeters, the name names tribe, would analyze that conversation and say...
And they would go, please give Michael the name, because he wants yes. to go... He wants to do stuff with her and the uncle and the brother and the sister-in-law.
Yeah, so, you know... And it's weird. People react to this kind of behavior in different ways. For instance, celebrities...
Okay. I have to be producer here. You have not given an example of the counter positive. You have not given an example of a way in which there's an innocuous anonymous conversation. I very much wanted to know who that girl was.
But I didn't tell you.
Right. And it's sort of annoying. I probably would bother you. I probably would bother you for the name. So I'm just saying,
listen,
like, you need to think of
an
innocuous version
example.
Of this.
I didn't come up with an example. I'm not crazy. Let
so
me
then
finish.
Why are we listening to the end of this? If you can't think of the beginning, what are we going to get from the end?
We're going to get to the end, Mike.
All right, let's get to the end. Okay. When am I playing this goddamn clip?
When I tell you. I'm going to clap.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so people react to this behavior, this subtweeting behavior, in different ways. You know, this Facebook name names tribe says that you can't talk about anyone without naming them, period. Celebrities on Twitter, they do not complain when shitty tweets about them don't include their tags. They actually prefer it. They prefer to not be tagged when people are shitting on them because they can just be like, all right, yeah, you're just in your little bubble. Fucking stay out of my life. So I think it's crazy of the Facebook tribe to come after me. They really went after me, man. They really tried to fucking take me down and threaten my integrity.
But I'm gonna throw this to you.
Yeah.
This is the example I want you to analyze with your same logic, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't think Charlize Theron, I genuinely do not think anyone in the sound of my voice, Charlize Theron does not care what you say about her. Don't tag her in your tweets. You're just waiting. You're just wasting letters, okay? But I'm saying this. Here's the conversation. You, I, and four and these anti-subtweeter people are in a room. Mm-hmm. And we all made dinner, and someone had screwed something up. And I said, and I go, this meal was great. If only some people had remembered you have to boil chicken before you put it on the grill.
What?
So whatever it is. Hot dogs. Replace hot dogs with chicken. So
I mean, the
so obviously
the chicken,
one person. So obviously Karen made the hot dogs, right? And so she knows I'm talking about her.
You know.
So how do you analyze it with that same logic?
All right. So first of all, boiling the chicken before you put it on the grill is actually a very pro move, and I was so impressed that you even pulled that kind of reference because I was watching a video with he's kind of like England's Alton Brown.
Know that from Alton Brown. Is why his barbecue, his How to Barbecue Chicken episode is really good.
Cool, cool, cool. So, I mean, England's our Alton Brown. You know, he did a video about how to make the classic Christmas chicken.
Of course, a thing that only they do.
So, you do like a parboil. You know, you do like a quick boil, kind of get the skin to kind of break down a little bit, just slightly.
Why don't you? Okay, I'll ask this question on my episode. But so how am I? How is Karen supposed to deal with the fact that I'm clearly talking about her?
She takes it.
How do you analyze it under that logic?
Well, okay, so she has two choices. You know, she can actually, in this example, the person has to not be in the room. Karen has to not be in the room.
Okay, so Karen's boyfriend's in the room, or Karen's girlfriend is in the room.
Yeah, and the boyfriend's pretty sure it's Karen, but she's not completely.
The girlfriend. I want to do girlfriend. So Karen's girlfriend is in the room.
Karen's girlfriend's in the room. Okay, cool, cool, cool. I like that. Karen's girlfriend's in the room. She hears this backhanded mashed potato comment. She's pretty sure. She's not certain. She wasn't in the kitchen when the meal's being prepped. She's not sure, but she's pretty sure that that her friend, Karen, made...
Girlfriend. It's her girlfriend.
Are they lesbians?
Yes.
Okay.
They're actually bi. Karen's bi, and then her girlfriend Janice is sort of almost like you're supposed to refer to her as she goes it they. She's sort of all along the spectrum, generally queer.
Well, either way. So Karen
and it's me and you, and then also Tom is there, and Tom has like a long distance. Like poly relationship that he's sort of upset about.
Uh-huh.
And Tom was the only one working on the ribs. You and I did corn, you did vegetables, and together Janice and Karen did mashed potatoes
No. Karen had to do mashed potatoes by herself in a separate room.
Okay, so we weren't there.
Yeah, no one saw her do it.
She was in my secret dirty kitchen.
She was in your fucking bedroom with a slow cooker. Just by herself, just standing there, sociopath.
No, Karen, you're not allowed in.
You make potatoes in the bedroom.
Go cook on my bed.
All right, so. But no one knows that she's doing mashed potatoes.
I'm serious, Karen, get back in there. It's not a joke.
Okay, so somehow no one but Karen knows who made the mashed potatoes, okay? But then you say, man, these mashed potatoes fucking suck.
Right. Right?
By the way, fuck. Slur, I said it.
No, no, no. That's not, I told you I approve of George Carlin 7, okay? If people don't know, I challenge Deepu that he has to say all of the slurs, we've said in the beginning of the episode, he has to say all the slurs that he believes have to be said, and I said that the George Carlin 7 words you can't say on television, I'm fine saying all of those.
Even cocksucker? Even cocksucker? Even though it's,
of course.
Even though it's kind of homophobic? Potentially?
What?
Potentially?
No, it's not. Everyone looks stupid sucking cock.
Okay, fine. You're right.
That's why it's funny.
I'm not going to get into that. But okay, so Karen.
What do you mean you're not going to get into it?
It's my show. Okay, so okay. Karen.
So okay, Tom. Listen, me, you, and Tom. And Tom is like, well, I don't know.
Tom's drunk.
Tom's drunk, and he's talking all about this polyamorous thing he has in Denver. And he's like, they keep saying they're going to move to New York, and I don't know. They're going to do it. They're not going to do it. I don't know. And I'm like, Tom, you just need to like relax and focus on where you're at right now. And you keep trying to steer the conversation towards like Pokemon. Tom's not into video games. Like you don't have a lot. You've only met Tom like two or three times.
And it's
but
rough,
it's over man. A long period of time. So it's hard. It's hard. And he's hammered.
Oh, so drunk. He drank all the Oktoberfest. What a douche. Slur. So
no.
I just love doing that to you. So okay. So we're at the dinner table.
At the dinner table now.
You know, just to be
Karen
safe.
Back out of the bedroom.
Okay, just to be safe. No one knows who made what. Everyone made a thing in a separate room.
We're all too drunk.
And Tom's drunk. And
no, we're all drunk because we don't remember who cooked what.
That's actually a way better, easier explanation of why everyone forgot.
All right, so now we have this analogy really simplified. So Tom, the polyamorous man who's in a relationship with two people in Denver who claim that they're going to move to New York, is friends with Karen and Janice, who are a lesbian couple. Karen is bi, but Janice is somewhere on the spectrum identifying as queer. You and I, two straight men who are making vegetable and corn at the beginning of the night, we all get too drunk and forget who makes any of the food. We're sitting at the dinner table. Now this is simple. Now this is simple. Now we got it. Now we got it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So then someone, I think you say...
I say it.
You say, man... This meal would be perfect if it weren't for these goddamn
mashed potatoes.
Chink-made mashed potatoes.
All right, there you go.
Jesus. Okay, so so everyone's just like,
how should they react? What I want to know is in the way you believe this should go, because mm-hmm. it is a fairly similar analogy.
Yeah.
How is everyone in the room supposed to react?
So the way according to the
No. I want to know. We know what the subtweeters would do. We know they would say no. Say who you mean.
Okay.
They would say don't insult Karen. We know you mean Karen. Yeah. We're saying, how do you want people to react?
I would want this to go, well, no one knows who made it, so either we suck it up and just eat it, or we don't. It's pretty leather tight, huh?
I mean, but then they sober up in the morning and they're like, I'm pretty sure I made... Karen goes like, I'm pretty sure I made...
But she's not positive. She doesn't know.
Okay, that is a good point. She doesn't know. She doesn't remember.
No one knows. The accused has been forgotten. So that's what I wanted on my post on my Facebook wall. You know, I posted this very vague question, and it was just a question. It wasn't even me calling this person a loser. It was me asking how much of a loser this person is.
Oh, don't pretend you don't speak English.
I don't. Consuela, your thoughts? Si tu madre, ¿cómo es Consuela? Thank you.
And you don't. And Consuela doesn't speak Spanish. It's a big coincidence there.
She actually has some comments left over from her poem. If you want to.
No, I really can't. I really can't even indulge your bit.
Solo tú eres mi nuevo.
You were not saying how. You were not saying. You need a man up to it. You were not saying. You were not saying. Excuse me. You need to step up to it. You were not saying. Is someone a loser for doing that? You were calling them a loser.
No, I was posing the question. I was asking. I genuinely wanted to know how much of a loser, if at all, this person is. This is not a fair question.
You are so full of shit.
No, I'm not.
You are. You really think that's how it is?
That's how it is.
Deeply, tell me that you use. Tell me that you use Sprint.
I use Sprint.
How much of a dickhead are you?
Not a dickhead at all.
Come on. You speak English.
Yeah, but all I did was pose a question.
No, you didn't.
In English.
It's a phrase.
You are right.
You are right.
I did use English. You are right about that.
No, it's a phrase. Come on. Just make your point. Don't shroud it in BS. People are going to call you on that. You were calling people that own clubs and put themselves up losers, right? Talk about that. It's an opinion you have.
It's an opinion I have, and I'm actually going to play a clip now that explains the whole situation. So now would be the time I play that.
Now would be the time. Okay.
Okay. So so I think that I think that clip really made my point, and I think we're let's wrap this up, baby. Let's take it on home.
Here you go. Last segment of the day. You've got to say, if you don't say the slurs you want to say in the show this week,
okay.
You cannot say them. You have to be bold enough to list all the slurs, and when I mean slurs, I mean words degrading or putting down or even just categorizing a racial, ethnic, sexual group or gender group. Well, I will write them down.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna get there. Okay. So here are the list of slurs I am comfortable saying. 10% off. 51st stater.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I thought you were kidding. 10% off. Okay. 51st stater?
Yep. That's for Canadians.
Keep going.
7-Eleven.
For what?
Middle Eastern / Indian.
Okay.
Abba Dabba.
That's not one.
That is one. Used in the movie Betrayed by a rural American hate group.
Is it real or is it fictional? If you list Nerf Herder, I'm going to be pissed. Is it real?
Yes, it's real.
Is it real as in it's in a movie or is it fucking real?
It's real as in it's in a movie.
No, it's not on the list.
Okay, fine. I'll keep going.
You got to say, Deepu, get to the good ones.
Amigo.
No. Deepu, do it. Come on. Do the ones you want to say. You said chink, retarded, bimbo. Which are the ones you want to say?
I think there's always a good time to use the word faggot.
Faggot? Just say them. That's the challenge.
I know. It's hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
It's hard because I could be just, you know, that people could just take that context, and when I run for president 25 years from now, yeah, it can be used against me. So
okay, I'll make sure to delete the recordings by then. Hold on, don't say stuff like that again. I'll pull a muscle rolling my eyes. Faggot is one you think people should say.
No, faggot is just something I want to have in the tank down the line.
So that's it. I don't say any of them on my program. So I'm asking you to just say them. If you don't say them, you cannot say them.
I'm thinking of them. I'm thinking of them. Just give me a
There's
second.
There's only like nine. There's nine that we're really going to focus on here.
I think there's, I mean, I know thousands of them.
Say the big ones, Deepu. All we want right now are the big ones.
Okay. dude, if I said that one, it'd be so funny.
Say anything you want. If the thing is here, okay.
Okay,
gonna,
I got it.
I'm
going
to help you as
it.
A producer here.
It.
You have to be you have to get into Lenny Bruce mode. This is you fighting for your freedom of speech. If you think that I'm a social justice warrior and that I'm too politically correct, if that's what you're going to say, then say it. This is the time to do it. Tell what the words
Mike,
you want to say.
Mike, can I get some fucking room on my podcast?
Well, Carly didn't come on TV and was like, well, oh, this is sort of awkward. Just say the words.
Beaner schnitzel.
Beaner?
Beaner schnitzel.
Beaner.
Beaner schnitzel.
I'm not going to write down Beaner schnitzel. It's nothing.
That's a German-Hispanic mix.
So just Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, just him. That's actually
pretty
true. On point.
Yeah,
that's
true. So
I'm surprised you knew Carlos Mencia. I thought you dropped off the face of the earth 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's – dude, you're so old that you don't realize how long ago Carlos Mencia was famous. Do you realize that? Are you that old?
It's like 10
that
years
was
ago.
10 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, I'm not writing down Beaner Schnitzel. Deepu, this is the time. If you're going to – listen, if you want to chicken out and say, I'm not going to say slurs on my show, fine. But if you really believe in this free speech version of saying all the slurs, now's the time.
Canadian goose. Cancer.
No, that's it. So, you only have – here are the slurs you're allowed to say.
Chili.
You're allowed to, no, you're allowed to say retarded, bimbo, 7-Eleven, chink, and faggot. Those are the only ones you're allowed to say. If you don't say any other ones, I'm gonna bleep them out.
You know, like how they say, like, oh, this meal, like, if I had this day for the rest of my this meal for the rest of my life, every meal, that's not a bad life. Like this list of slurs, it's not a bad list.
But the point is that if you don't say any other ones, I'm gonna question you on these.
That's
but if
fine.
You don't say
I honestly,
other
I can
ones,
live
I'm going
with
to bleep
list.
Them. I'm gonna bleep them out of the program.
Okay. I can live with this.
But that's not about living with it. Is do you genuinely believe that it's a matter of you defending yourself as a comic. If there are other words that you think you should be able to say, now's the time to say it.
No, that's it. I locked it in.
Okay. I'm going to go through some ethnic groups you've skipped.
That I love?
Okay, yeah. Not a lot there for Indian people.
Well,
not
I mean,
a lot. Not a lot there for Middle Eastern people. Not a lot there for nothing against Asians, nothing against whites, which I will bleep out. Oh, sorry, I meant.
And I said 7-Eleven.
I said Africans. That's what I meant to say, not Asians. I got my A's mixed up.
Gotcha.
Not a lot against native peoples.
Okay.
Nothing against white people either.
Not
so
a problem.
All of those slurs will get bleeped out if you say them.
That's fine.
All right.
Oh, can we throw in one more?
Go it. You can do whatever you want. You got like 5 minutes left. Do whatever you want.
I mean, I just reached the end letter of this, the end section of the list, and holy shit!
Oh my god, you couldn't just think of the words you want to say. Are you? Do you have a Wikipedia open?
Well, I'm
no,
on.
You don't.
I'm on
no,
rsdb.org/full is the racial slur database full list.
Oh, I don't like that people know that website.
I don't know that website. I just Googled it.
No, I don't like that you just said it. Okay, so
you can bleep that out. Bleep that out.
Well, right. Well, it's no. People will know about it now. Okay.
Okay, so that's it. I locked it in. I'm
it
done.
Took you getting to end to remember there's a bad word to refer to black people.
No, I just never say it.
Nothing for Spanish people on your list.
I said Beaner Schnitzel.
Obviously, nothing.
Okay.
So those are the ethnic groups you've missed. I'm trying to think of other ones you might have missed. French, Europeans.
I left out the Vietnamese.
You left out I. You left out, except for Chinese. You left out all of Asia.
Okay, dude. Yeah, I'm done. And
so those are the only words you believe are okay to say as slurs.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's okay. All
it's
right,
actually
that's
pretty
it.
Fair. Relatively speaking, it's pretty fair.
I'm not going to talk about fair. It's your episode. If you want to talk about fair, talk about fair. This is your time to defend that those are the words that we should say.
Those are the words we should say, and that is my belief. So let's
go
take
on.
It, let's take it
go,
on home.
No, you got like two more minutes. At least talk a little bit about free speech.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
God, you're so tone deaf. I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Just say what's okay. If you want me to be done, if that's it, you want to end the episode, you don't want to defend it this week, fine.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I got 2 weeks to fucking defend myself. I can think of a defense 2 weeks from now.
Well, if people don't know, we're doing this episode back to back, so I get to go into Deepu right after this. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, man.
Again, everyone, this episode today was brought to you by FireFan. Come play FireFan. It's free. It's fun. It's family friendly. Go again to HaleyIsADog.com. That'll give you a free coupon code to get your first game free and to support GTH Go to Hell podcast. If you download this app, it's fun. You'll get to play live with your friends with some of the hottest athletes and celebrities. The app comes out, will be out by the time this episode is out probably, but by going to firefan.com and entering the code Haley.
That's right. Haley, H-A-L-E-Y.
You'll get to support our show and get to use this new fun sports app. That's it for today.
All right. Go to hell, Mike.
Yo, fuck you. I'm so happy we're doing these back to back.